Hello, this is Dr. Nicholas Ellen, Senior Pastor of Community of Faith Bible Church. We thank you for taking the time to join us this week as we seek to learn God's Word so that we may live His Word and love others through His Word. We pray that God will use this message to transform your life. Now, let's dive in to God's Word. As we are exploring in this series a biblical view of ethnicity, racism, and justice, we have begun now to move into the section of seeking to understand what is the definition of racism and how does it work itself out as we think about it in real time. And so just to remind everyone, I want us to go back to the definitions that we raised last week when we talked about the concept of racism. What we discovered is that racism can be defined as the belief that one people group is more valuable than another, and the practice of distinguishing one people group as more important than another. Fundamentally, we discover that racism has to do not merely with real or perceived differences between people groups, but with the value and significance of these differences. So we do not merely just deal with these real or perceived things, but the value and significance tied to it. It has to do with the presumption of superiority over other people groups and the conduct of personal and social life that manifests this presumption in, watch this, personal, communal, and social cultural ways. Racism has to do with the beliefs, the actions, and structures that centralize some by marginalizing others on the basis of these supposed differences. We discovered last week that when we understand this, the word racism we won't find in the Bible, but racism stems from the concept and the practice of unbiblical partiality. Ungodly bias towards people groups that results in elevating one people group and demeaning another people group, a respect of persons not sanctioned by God. So when we understand this as racism, we need to begin to build another biblical premise around this concept of racism as we discovered one premise of racism as we see it coming out of unbiblical partiality. What we're also seeing is where we see this unbiblical partiality, this, again, respect the persons not sanctioned by God, all of that can be coming back to one simple premise of idolatry. And so in this particular sermon aspect of racism, we want to begin to understand, not only can we understand racism as outpouring or a practice of unbiblical partiality, a ungodly bias, but that practice stems from idolatry. As a result, we can begin to see that racism is a practice of idolatry. Now, if you turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 1, verse 25, again, this is a very powerful passage as it is linking together the reality that everyone knows that God exists and that God has made himself known to man within his conscience on the inside and through creation on the outside. And so man has the work of the law in his heart. He understands the reality, if you will. Romans 1 and 2 kind of explains that man understands reality, and this reality that God exists and that he has standards, he has rejected that reality. And here's what we see in verse 1, or chapter 1, verse 25. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator who is blessed forever. Amen. Now, I want you to look at the commentary that was made on this as it relates to this in the Bible Knowledge Commentary, and I thought it was very well put together. So look at the commentary, and I want to share that with you, of Romans 1:25 from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. He says this: in a sense, this verse repeats the truth of verse 23, but it expresses more. The truth of God is not only the truth concerning God, but also God's truth concerning all things, including mankind. This truth is that people are creatures of God and can find true fulfillment only in worshiping and obediently serving God, the Creator. A lie, literally the lie, on the other hand, says that the creature, angelic or human, can exist independent of God, self-sufficient, self-directing, and self-fulfilling. Mankind made himself his God in place of the true God. Because God the Creator is forever praised, in contrast with creatures who are undeserving of worship, Paul added, amen. This word translated in both Greek and English, the Hebrew word meaning, so let it be. An affirmation, not a wish, it places approval on what has just been said. So they exchange the truth of God for a lie instead of worshiping and serving the creature or the Creator who is blessed forever, amen. So this understanding that worshiping and serving the creation over the Creator is idolatry. Now the question is, how does that form or come out in the concept of racism? How can we see racism as idolatry? Before we begin, think about it from this standpoint. If man is at the center, and what man wants is at the center, and man has turned himself into a god, then you can see racism oozing out from man worshiping the creation above the Creator, making himself the center of the universe. So, in understanding that, how is racism idolatry according to Romans chapter 1, verse 25? Let us begin to explore that together, and here's how we see that. It is racism, or racism is idolatry according to Romans 1:25, in that you see the deification of mankind through centralizing race and racism. Let me say that again. It's the deification of mankind through centralizing race above racism. This is where, again, the creation has become more important than the Creator. So how does that look? Racism is idolatry in that it deifies mankind. It makes race and racism the ruling principle and power over our lives that shape our belief systems, that shape our lifestyles, that shape our relationships. So at that point, when we start looking at race and racism as the ruling principle, we shape our view of life and living according to the belief system of race and racism above God's narrative of how we should live and function to his glory. We make man the center, you see that? And when man is the center and we shape our lives around race and racism, not around God and his agenda, we are moving outside of God's realm of how he wants us to operate. We basically live and relate to people according to the belief system of race and racism above God's kingdom agenda of love. This is worship of the creation above the Creator. This is idolatry. But racism is also seen as idolatry according to Romans 1:25, and the belief in the superiority of one race above another. So, as we understand that, that is this. Racism is idolatry in that it has exchanged the truth about mankind for a lie that there are people groups that are more valuable and superior to other people groups. This lie redefines creation to fit a man-centered narrative and rejects God's narrative that all people are equal and the creation of God to reflect his glory. This is worship of the creation above the Creator, i.e. idolatry. I hope you're seeing how we're showing you how racism is idolatry according to Romans 1:25. Also, we can see how racism is idolatry according to Romans 1:25, and that in racism, there is a redefining the value and virtue of people through race and racism. Let me say that again. We're redefining the value and virtue of people through race and racism. Racism is idolatry in that it redefines the value and virtue of people and people groups according to the standards of mankind, as opposed to accepting the value and virtue of mankind established already by God. So instead of man understanding that his dignity, he's the image bearer of God, he becomes the image bearer of a people group, and his value and virtue is more about being a part of that people group than being made in the image of God.
As one views another human being through the eyes of race and racism, they are left with the ideas about themselves and other people, watch this, that promote fallacies and ideologies that are based on the principles of man and tradition of the culture. So then, rather than seeing themselves and other people according to the truth about God, they see themselves according to the truth of mankind, again, according to their own ideologies, instead of seeing the truth about mankind revealed by God through Scripture. This is an exchange of the truth for a lie, leading to the worship of the creation above the Creator, i.e., we see idolatry. But also we see racism as idolatry according to Romans 1:25, in that where there is this self-sufficiency, where there is this self-determination and self-domination through race and racism that we're finding around the world, where we see the practice of it, this idolatry or racism is idolatry in that it promotes the lie that mankind is self-sufficient and has the power and authority to define and determine the destiny of, watch this, his own people group and other people groups accordingly. The idea that one has the ability to determine the destiny of one's own people group and the destiny of other people groups demonstrates a disillusionment and a denial of the originator and determiner of creation, of life, and all people groups. Racism is a rejection of God as the originator. Racism is a rejection of God as the determiner. Racism is a rejection of God as the sovereign over all, and it promotes a particular people group as sovereign. So think about it. When a people group believe that they're sovereign according to their own estimation, their own research and calculations, this is an exchange of the truth for a lie, resulting in worshiping the creation above the Creator, i.e. idolatry. Self-sufficiency, self-determination, self-domination through race and racism, demonstrating idolatry. But racism is idolatry according to Romans 1:25, in the essence that we see the dedication and devotion, watch this, to the deification of one's people group and denouncing of other people groups through race and racism. For instance, racism is idolatry in that it promotes the dedication and devotion to the preservation and exaltation of one's people group as opposed to the dedication and devotion to self-sacrifice and the exaltation of Christ Jesus, the Lord, and his agenda. This idolatry is revealed in the magnification of one's people group above the magnification of God. So think about it. The attributing of goodness to one's people group and the demeaning and or demonizing other people groups. So look at it this way. Idolatry is revealed in the magnification of one's people group above the magnification of God. The attributing of goodness to one's people group and the demeaning and or demonizing other people groups. This results, my friends, in the deification of one's people group and the devaluating of other people groups. It demonstrates, guys, faith in and worship of oneself and one's people group above faith in Jesus Christ the Lord. This is an exchange of the truth for a lie, leading to the worship of the creation above the Creator, i.e. idolatry. So as we're walking through this, we're showing you how racism is idolatry as we understand the worship of the creation above the Creator when man puts himself at the center and redefines his perspective, redefines his existence according to race and racism, and redefines his ideology of what life is about according to this. That is a worship of the creation above the Creator. But we also discover that racism is idolatry according to Romans 1:25, as we see men and women working the solutions and satisfactions for man through race and racism. Let me say it again. We see it through solutions and satisfaction for man coming through race and racism. Let me break that down for you. So again, racism is idolatry in that it is built on the belief that the source of one's satisfaction, And the solution to man's problems are determined by the elevation and promotion of one group of people above another. This is a rejection of the Creator's assessment that man's problem is sin, and his solution to and satisfaction in life will be found in salvation and sanctification in Christ Jesus our Lord. Again, this is an exchange of the truth for a lie, leading to the worship of the creation above the Creator. Racism is a form of idolatry that we see in Romans 1:25 as we look at the fact that it is a rejecting and ignoring God's assessment of mankind and agenda for mankind. See, racism rejects and ignores that God created all of mankind through one man and one woman, thereby creating all equal. See, racism rejects and ignores the fact that God declares no one better or worse than another, but that all are sinners in need of his salvation. See, racism ignores that God is sovereign and savior of all mankind. Racism ignores the fact that God has called man to salvation and sanctification that leads to reflecting the love, harmony, and oneness of the character of God and living to please God. So where racism ignores and rejects that God is the sovereign and savior, where it ignores and rejects that all are created equal, where it ignores and rejects that all of mankind comes through one man and one woman, which means we're all from the same place, that there is one race, the human race, and multi-ethnicities that demonstrate this one human race, it is an exchange of the truth for a lie, leading to the worshiping of the creation above the Creator, i.e. idolatry. I hope you're beginning to see that as we look at Romans 1:25, we're recognizing that not only is racism, as we see an outpouring of this unbiblical partiality, this ungodly bias toward people groups that results in elevating one people group and demeaning another people group, a respect of persons not sanctioned by God, all of that practice stems from worshiping the creation above the Creator, i.e. it stems from idolatry. Well, as we understand this and are processing this, I've got some questions that I think we need to think about. And as you are wrestling through understanding racism from a biblical perspective, as we laid the foundation for how we need to look at people, and now we've seen where the fall of man has created these issues, I want you to look at your life, and I want you to begin to answer and ask these questions to yourself. Do I believe I am somewhat inferior, superior, or equal to other people groups? How do I demonstrate this in my conversations and in my interactions or involvement with other people groups? What have I been taught about other people groups that has led me to believe and respond the way I do? Does this line up with what the Bible says? Here's some other questions to think to yourself. What experiences have I had in relation to other people groups that have led me to believe and respond the way I do? Have I processed this through the grid of the Bible? What do I want or not want from other people groups? Have I processed this through the grid of the Bible? What are the governmental policies, the infrastructure ideologies, or basic practices my culture has promoted and practiced towards other people groups that have led me to interact or involve myself the way I do with other people groups? What scriptures do I use to validate my beliefs and responses to other people groups? How much of my interaction, my involvement with other people groups are dominated by cultural preferences or personal ideologies as opposed to the biblical insights and imperatives, or vice versa? Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you take some time to go back to really think through those questions, write them down, rewind this, or however you can when you're hearing this, wherever form that you're hearing it, and let those questions sink in. As we think about this and we start to pull it together, the key point of all of this can be broken down into this. The construct of race and racism, the ever-growing significance and value placed on the construct of race and racism, the rewards and punishments produced by the construct of race and racism, the promotion of death, division, demeaning, dehumanizing, and deifying humans created by the construct of race and racism is the fruit of idolatry, the worship of the creation above the Creator. Let me close by giving you something that I read that I thought was profound from a book by Douglas R. Sharp called No Partiality, The Idolatry of Race and the New Humanity. Listen to what he says as we close in our time. At its roots, the idolatry of race results from idolizing the human, and the worship of the idol of race consists in the beliefs, rituals, and practices that acknowledge the claim of race to be the source of the meaning and value of human life and the basis for loyalty and concern for others. The piety associated with the idolatry of race is framed by the myth of race and is expressed not only in the belief that race is real, but also in the essence and sentiment, the devotion and reverence that fabricate racism. The deification of race and the piety of racism are extraordinary examples of the kind of idolatry that Paul described when he spoke of those who exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator. But as the first chapter of Romans as a whole suggests, the idolatry of race and the cultic system of beliefs, rituals, and practices of racism are a response to God and others, one that shapes and in no small way determines a relationship to God and others. Let me read that again. But as first chapter of Romans as a whole suggests, the idolatry of race and the cultic system of beliefs, rituals, and practices of racism are a response to God and others, one that shapes and in no small way determines a relation to God and others. Race and racism have been and still are characteristically idolatrous, sinful responses and relations of our time and place. This deification of race and the practice of racism amount to the displacement of God and the installation of our racial selves, our racial group, or our race itself as the ruling power that shapes our lives. Can I tell you what he just said? The construct of race and racism, the ever-growing significance and value placed on the construct of race and racism, the rewards and punishments produced by the construct of race and racism, and the promotion of death, division, demeaning, dehumanizing, and deifying of humans created by the construct of race and racism is the fruit of idolatry.
We hope that you've been encouraged by hearing God's Word. If you would like to contact us, you may do so by dialing 713-510-4021, or you can go online to www.cofhouston.com. This is Dr. Nicholas Allen saying God bless you and have a great day.